Good afternoon, it's Viviana YLC.
Hey, Viviana, Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah,
how are you today? I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank you for asking. So I was just giving you a follow-up call. Did you and Giovanni check out the Google Guarantee platform that I sent you?
Yeah, we did.
Any questions for me that I can answer?
I did have a question regarding the pause time. The only thing that I had a question was when you pause the Google Guarantees, for example, this month, if I would like to pause it for just one day, can we do that and then reopen it like the next day, or does it have to be the same entire month?
No, you could pause it. You could pause it however you want. So you could pause it like for 3 days and have it turn on 4 days from now, or pause it 3 months, right? And you know what I'm saying? Like you can turn it on and off whenever you'd like. Now there's multiple ways to do that. From your tracking system, you could pause it, or you could text, email, or call to pause it, right? So either way. But to answer your question, you could turn it on and off at any point in time.
Okay.
Great question. Great question. Sorry if I didn't make that clear last time.
No, it's okay. It came to my mind recently.
Yeah. Any additional questions? Oh, you're good. I know I called out the blue. I actually just got back from lunch, and I was going to call you before lunch, but I was on a longer kind of call. So I was like, let me give her a call now.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he wants to move forward with it. And just to make it clear on the calls, what exactly would it be like considered a verified lead?
If you schedule an appointment, so when the lead calls you, right? If you schedule an appointment to go out, let's say Friday at 2 p.m., right, to give an estimate, that's going to be considered a qualified lead. Or if they call and you go over, it's going to be whatever, $50 per square foot of turf. I know that's probably not the actual rate, but I'm just throwing one out there. But if you price them, that's also considered a qualified lead. Now, on the flip side, if they call and they're like, hey, we want you to buy a billboard on the middle of the road, or like, you know, it's a solicitation call, that you wouldn't be charged for. Also, if they call and it's a service you don't provide, right, they want you to build them a pool or something, right? Or if you do not book an appointment or quote them. So if they call and they're like, hey, can you come to California to do this? You know, I have a property in California. Can you go out there? Because you didn't schedule an appointment or quote them, you wouldn't be charged for those leads. So it's literally a booked appointment or a quote. Those are the only two things considered qualified.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Also, if for some reason I missed a call, is there a tracking phone callback or no?
There is, yes. Now, here's the thing, though. When you miss the calls, it affects your placement. So that's something they're going to go over with you in the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. You really want those leads turned on when you can answer the calls, okay? But to answer your question, if you do miss the call in your tracking system, it will have the number, okay? Now, a lot of times when you call, if you miss the call and you call the number back, usually it's not tracked, so it's considered an unqualified lead you don't get charged for. But when that happens too many times, it affects your placement big time on Google Guarantee. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just wondering because you never know, it might happen.
Yeah. If it happens, you have a tracking system that shows every lead that came through. And because you didn't answer, it would literally show the phone number and it would say unpaid because it's an unqualified lead. You didn't schedule an appointment or quote them. But when you call that number back, if you schedule an appointment or whatever with them, right, Google would have no way of knowing because it's not on the Google Guaranteed tracking number now, right? So you can get away with some that way, supposedly, like kind of, right? But what's greater is your placement on Google Guaranteed for you to actually get the leads. Like, you don't want that to happen too often.
Okay. And then okay. You said I will only get 13 calls throughout the whole entire month.
Well, yeah, that's if you do the minimum budget. Like, for example, if you wanted 50 leads for the month, you could set a budget for 50 leads for that month too, right? But that would just increase your lead budget.
Okay. Yeah, and then you said the minimum is 13?
13, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll like to start off with the 13 and then see how it goes. And if anything, we could just boost it up later on.
That's what every one of my clients did except for one, you know? Usually, no, like, and I got some that are, like, part-time or, like, they're, you know, like, one-man bands, right? So they keep it at the minimum and just, like, turn their leads off when they get booked. But literally every client except for one did the same thing you're doing. So that's normal, you know? Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have the application sent to you via email and text message here in just 1 second. Mm-hmm. And I need to schedule your onboarding appointment too, with one of our Google Guaranteed lead technicians. For the one-time application fee, Viviana, are we going to use the same account we have on file for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So give me one quick second. You just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay? So just give me 1 second. Let me get this all set, and I'll let you know when it comes.
Oh, and then also?
Yeah.
So can you turn it off anytime throughout the day and turn
yes,
it
ma'am.
Back on that same day?
You can. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because I usually go to school throughout the day, and I wouldn't like to, like, have it on and not be able to answer.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to, in the onboarding, right, before they activate the leads too, they're going to go over, like, what times you want your leads on, but you could always modify that too, no problem. Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right, so trust me, you're going to absolutely love it. So let me charge the Google Guaranteed application. There we go. Okay, let me assign this to your account. Now, I'm going to give you some tips on the application. Does Giovanni, do you guys have, like, a crew, or is it just him?
So right now, we do have a crew, but managing only would be him and me.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do, okay, on the application, it is going to have field workers and owners, okay? So what mm-hmm. I'd recommend, you could put 0 field workers and put 1 owner, or you guys could put 2 owners if you want, like whatever works better for you. But what that's going to do is it's going to make it where the background check is just on Giovanni or just on yourself. Like if you put 1 owner and 0 field workers. What it does is it just kind of speeds the background check process up, okay? So Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, I promise you.
No, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so just put 0 field workers, 1 owner, okay? Now, another tip on the application, okay? It is going to, after 5 minutes, it will delete the information for security purposes. So really, you want to fill it out in one sitting, okay? And it's going to have you attach your license and insurance on there, okay? So you want to start with that. Now, the background check is done by one of 2 companies, okay? One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. So, like, social, driver's license number, yada, yada, yada. Okay?
Okay.
The other company, and I've noticed it's, like, 9 times out of 10 it is this company. Okay? The other company is Evident. If Evident is doing your background check, They are going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? So just have that with you for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. Okay?
Okay.
So, give me one sec. Let me schedule that onboarding. And remember, too, with Google Guaranteed, you could target as far as you want for Google Guaranteed, as long as you're, like, licensed and insured for those areas. So they'll have you put in there, too, how far you want to target. So that's a really important part of it. And if you ever want to add cities along the way, you could always do that, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, it's really quick. We block off a 30-minute window, but usually it takes like 5-10 minutes. They do want you to have your application submitted prior to the onboarding appointment. So, do you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you said we have to.
When can you do the application? Let me ask you that.
Well, I can do it today or tomorrow, anytime.
Okay, okay. So let's do, what time tomorrow would work best for you for the onboarding?
Let's see.
This is just where they go over, like, how many leads you want, daily, weekly, monthly. I'm going to put you want to start with that minimum budget, like we talked about. And then what they're going to do is push your application through, which you'll have to fill out and submit. So it's important you have that app done prior to the onboarding.
Okay. Let's do tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Tomorrow at 1? Okay. Give me one sec. Dang it. The one's booked. How about, would 12:30 work?
12:30, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay. The call is going to come from Bonnie. All right, and it will be from our 877 number. She is amazing. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, Viviana, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to Bonnie. Okay?
Okay, awesome, yeah.
All right, so let me book that in. And then I just want to make sure you got the app, right?
Did you send it through a text?
I sent it via text. And email. Let me make sure the text went through. Give me one sec. Google's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you see it there? Okay. So that's what you want to fill out. Okay. It's really easy. A one-page application. But you're going to want to definitely fill that out. I would start by attaching the insurance and the license, just so like that's out of the way, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Any questions for me right now that I can answer?
No, I think I got it all.
Perfect. And you have my direct line and extension, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, awesome. If you ever have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'm here for you.
Okay, sounds good. I will do that and I'll be ready for tomorrow.
All right, you're awesome, Viviana. All right, congratulations, okay? You're going to love this platform, and I will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.